This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, dial toll free and join us on the radio here live Saturday edition of the program. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts as two of the most detestable groups in America right now are last night had a big old fight down in Charlottesville, Virginia, at the site of what was called the Unite the Right rally. We talked with Christopher Cantwell, who was one of the people from the alt-right. He was on the line with us in the last hour describing from his perspective what went on there. You're certainly welcome to call in and share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. As I said, I'm not real sure which group is more detestable. The Antifa people, who are sort of known for being communist leftists who just sort of attack people unprovoked, or the despicable racism of the alt-right. But we've got Hung Like Jesus on the line. He called in from Georgia on Skype. Hey, Hung, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
Cantwell went up there with the express purpose of knowing it was going to be confrontation. He knew it. That's why he took all those pistols with him.
To Cantwell's credit, he tends to pack heat pretty much everywhere he goes. But I agree with you that he knew there was going to be conflict, and he wants to be a name in the alt-right movement. It makes him money, and that's why he went up there. He wanted that conflict. He wanted whatever renown that would come with him, whatever his performance was in that conflict. I agree with you there.
Thing about alt-right, these people, this is nothing new. These people have been hating since long before the alt-right thing. And he's saying, we formed this group to alt-right because of this and because of that. That's just garbage. We've been doing this stuff for at least 200 years here. I don't have nobody about that alt-right stuff. And another thing, if you think white people are being oppressed here in the country, I would gladly trade skin with him for just one day so you can see what real oppression feels like.
I would like to know what that's like, and I would think that it would take more than a day to really get a feel for it.
No, I give him 12 hours.
I'd like to try it, but I wish I knew how to do this. I mean, I've heard of these sort of makeup things. I've never seen really sort of good evidence, the camera evidence for it.
But listen,
what are you going to put on blackface?
Well, that's precisely what happens.
Listen, being black, you ignore the stuff that we ignore. I don't think most other races could handle. It just becomes such a part of your whole life. You just ignore so much stuff. You just have to. Just to exist. The stuff that we ignore, most people couldn't handle. I know it. I know it for a fact you couldn't. And it's become, we figure, well, this is the way people are. And you don't look at it as race anymore. You just look at it as the way people are. I know you couldn't handle it for 12 hours. I give him 12 hours tops. You want to see, I guarantee he'd be glad to be back in that white skin being oppressed as a white man.
Yeah, I think that what his complaint there is that, essentially white culture is being undermined or something to that effect.
Whatever the hell that means.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what it means, but, that's the concern.
Because it's pretty clear that the cultures between these two groups of white people that were fighting last night is pretty different.
But Hung Like Jesus, let me ask you this. Are you bothered by statues of, like, Robert E. Lee? I mean, I don't know that there's that many of them running around in the South, but I imagine there's probably a handful of them. Do they bother you?
I never really thought about it because I just didn't think about it. But thinking about it, it would probably give me pause. You have to wonder why do they put these people up as heroes and why do they need to be in town squares? Why is this? Because that's what America was built on. That's what America is. And now that America is moving away from that, now we seem to have a problem with it.
What do you think about statues of Ulysses S. Grant as opposed to Robert E. Lee? I mean, you can see why people would put up a statue of Ulysses S. Grant, right?
Yeah, well, war heroes, to me, I just don't find them, all that all that admirable.
I agree. I see them all as killers. I mean, there's no difference between them in my
opinion. Yeah, I don't know what the big thing is about having war heroes. You know,
I kind of see it all as history, and I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to get a clear picture here as to what, you know, necessarily other people think. I just look at it as like, well, you know, I'm from the South.
I'd rather see a statue to Harriet Tubman than I would some, you know,
sure,
warmonger.
And I think you should be able to fundraise for that statue, and I'm willing to give you the first seed money to make
but
that
statue. But the problem comes in where one of them's placed on government property. That's where you get all these angry people.
They are government employees. Like, all of them were government employees.
I mean, they have plenty of statues. They have plenty of monuments to white supremacy. You go to D.C. I mean, you have a whole mall of white supremacy statues sitting up there. I mean, come on.
So you're saying that every, like, the Lincoln Memorial, the Jefferson Memorial, and I can't really name it.
That's used to white supremacy, bottom line.
Well, yeah, I mean, Lincoln was no friend to blacks. He only used them as a tool to keep the Union together. He didn't care.
Well, I would say he was a segregator. He was, he was an abolitionist. I mean, that much is clear from his writings, but he was a distasteful.
Only because it was politically.
Lincoln didn't care about black people at all.
Yeah. Well, I think he didn't want to see them enslaved, but he certainly didn't want to see them in the country either.
He said he didn't care either way, as long as he could have his
He said
his
the most
union.
Important thing to him was the preservation of the Union. It's different than not caring than to have a greater goal. I would agree
I'll have to pull up the quotes,
that everybody should read the second inaugural address from Lincoln, and that you'll probably find it eye-opening, but,
his views were distasteful.
He
was no hero.
No historical figure stands up to today's sensibilities. By no means do they. There's no doubt about it.
Hung like Jesus, any other thoughts you want to share? Go ahead.
Yeah, this country is, the fabric of this country is dipped in racism. It's dipped in white supremacy. And to think for one second that white people are being oppressed all of a sudden is just ridiculous. I mean, they have their Obama. They have their Trump is their Obama now. Like I said in the note. Trump is their Obama now. What do you want? You said when we got our Obama.
Well, hold on. Now you're doing the same thing that Chris did there to some extent. Trump is their Obama, as though all white people are in favor of.
They said Obama was going to be our savior, when Obama came into power, or when he made it to the presidency. Now racism is done, and black people, we should now rejoice that we have arrived.
It's ridiculous.
It would have been really nice.
Oh, that's what I say, too. Yeah. I say it's ridiculous as well, but they have their Trump. Trump, to me, is their Obama. He's everything that he says, everything that they want to
do. When you say
they,
you mean the alt-right. You don't mean all white people.
The alt-right.
Okay, just want to make sure we're clear on that.
He's emboldened them. That's why everybody feels they can do these things, man.
What country isn't dipped in racism? Because
I don't know. All I can tell you about is the country that I was born and raised in. I don't know about the others.
Hung like Jesus, thank you as always for your input and thoughts. Always appreciate hearing from you. Thank you for the call tonight. You can dial in just as he did there on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm as we continue with your calls and thoughts. Tom in Baltimore has been waiting patiently throughout all that. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Oh, I was glad to wait. I'm glad you kept that Cantwell character on and you got the blasphemer from Skype on for a while. By the way, let me make a comment about both of them. Let me start with Chris. I've never heard him describe himself as a racist. Now, you said he was
self-. He does these days. Okay. He does these days.
That's what
he
I
certainly didn't deny it, right?
No, he didn't, but I've never heard him say it. If you tell me that you've heard him describe himself as such, and you're not just assuming that, then I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
I've listened to his show. I enjoyed him on yours. I really don't, the word racist is thrown around and intermingled with prejudice, and they actually have different meanings. They've actually mean different things to different people, but the classical definition of a racist, I don't see him as being one.
What do you consider the classic definition of a racist?
Well, a racist would be someone who specifically does not like someone or looks down upon someone of another race and this is the key point, and oppresses them in some way. because of that particular deep prejudice. And again, I'm not trying to...
I don't think you have to oppress in order to be a racist, but stand by, Tom. We can bring you back here for more discussion in moments. Our toll-free number here tonight, if you want to join us, and the phone lines are packed, by the way, toll-free number 855-450, free like freedom. If you can't get through there, you can always try us on Skype, which is open. Skype username, lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-957-9489. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9489. That's 1-800-957-9489. 1-800-957-9489.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program, of course. You can join us right here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype as well. The Skype username, lrn.fm. We love Bitcoin here on Free Talk Live. And if you had some Bitcoin and you held on to it, you're probably pretty
happy, day.
Happy right about now, considering Bitcoin, well, just over the last 2 weeks in general, has been at new record highs, especially in the last several or few days. Today, reaching up, getting close, flirting with $4,000 per Bitcoin. Flirting with it. It was at around 39 and change, 30, 39, 30 or 50, somewhere in that range at its peak earlier today. And it looks
like
it's
at 39.60 right now.
Right now. It's on a rise again right now here. I mean, by the time we're done with this show, it could very well be at $4,000 per Bitcoin. So if you want to learn more about Bitcoin, I'd recommend you go to Bitcoin.com. It's not too late. You know, you might be looking at the price of Bitcoin and saying, oh, I missed that train. Well, if in another 2 years it's at, let's say, 10.
Nobody says this about blue chip stocks. Nobody says, well, you know, couldn't buy into Google or Dow or, you know, whatever, Bank of America because, well, I missed the train.
Hmm.
No, no, that's not how this works exactly. If you believe, if you understand Bitcoin and you believe in Bitcoin, then now's a fine time to get in because it's going to continue to go up. If you believe in it, if you don't believe in it, then by God, get out of it. It's a, you know, it's a disaster
waiting
to happen.
It could go down tomorrow. I mean, it could be the, you know, it could go to zero, but it seems very unlikely that it will.
So could gold.
Right.
So could Bank of America.
Right. I would say of those three, Bank of America has the highest propensity of going to zero.
I wouldn't make those guesses. Yeah. Bank of America is very well integrated, you know.
Sure, but banks are more likely to fail than gold, and Bitcoin is, as long as people are using it, not likely to go to zero, in my opinion. Now, I'm not a financial expert, nor am I an expert investor or anything like that, but Bitcoin is and has been the number one investment, if you want to look at it that way. Some people look at it as a currency, others look at it as like a commodity, an investment, a financial transaction network. Bitcoin's amazing. You really owe it to yourself to find out more about it, because it's a, you know, even though it's flirting with $4,000 per Bitcoin right now, it could be at $10,000 next year. You know, it could be $10,000 at the end of this year at the rates that it's been going up. Who knows? The sky is the limit with this thing. And remember, one Bitcoin is divisible down to 8 decimal points. So when you buy Bitcoin, you don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin. Some people mistakenly and understandably think, oh, well, I can't afford $4,000. Well, that's okay. If you can afford $20, you can buy $20 worth of Bitcoin. And then you hold on to that. If the price goes up, you'll have more than $20 worth. I mean, it's really amazing. Go check it out for yourself over at Bitcoin.com. Let's go back to your calls and thoughts here. We had Tom on the line. He's still with us in Baltimore. Tom, go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
Okay. So, yeah, I made my observations about Cantwell. Again, I haven't heard from him anything really that I would consider to be racist. I know what he
said. Oh, you haven't listened to him that much then. I mean, it would only take you probably, I don't know, a half hour maximum of listening to any of his shows.
Again, let's be specific about what we're talking about. I didn't say that I haven't heard him say insensitive things.
No. Straight up racism. I mean,
Tom defined racism differently than the way I define racism. Racism to me is a belief that a particular race is superior to another race.
Tom said that, but then he went on to say that there had to be an oppression.
Then there's an oppression component. And so therefore, since Cantwell's talking into a microphone, oppression's not present, so Tom would be correct by his definition.
Which is not the definition of racism, the
right.
Definition
Socratic
is
method requires defining terminology.
Right.
You know, not fighting about the definition, defining terminology. Once the terminology is defined, then we can work within that sphere. So, excellent. Thank you, Tom.
Okay, but I'm telling you, Tom, he
I'm a little confused. Are you saying that you disagree with my definition of racism?
I disagree with your definition of racism.
So does the dictionary.
I would say that racism specifically means that you believe that one race is superior to another in either a general area, like an area, or generally. So,
now, juxtapose that with discrimination and prejudice.
Okay, so to discriminate means simply to pick one over another. It's used used in a racial terminology. It means to choose whites or blacks or Hispanics or Asians over other groups because you're discriminating. Prejudice means that you believe that a group or groups are likely to be bad because of their race.
Hey, Tom, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Or other things. I mean, there's other reasons why someone could be prejudiced besides race, but you've come to a conclusion.
I said group or groups.
You said something about race, but anyway,
because of their race.
The prejudiced person is coming to a conclusion based on a belief about that group. They're coming to a conclusion about the individual based on a belief about a group that they think that person is a part of.
Sure.
And so it's usually a negative prejudice.
Right. In Soul Man, the two white coaches get in a fight over the fake black guy when they want him to play basketball. Right. Like they want that black guy on their team so bad that they're willing to get into a pushy over it. And the suggestion is in that circumstance that they're making they're discriminating against the white people for the black guy, right? I mean, and that's a good example.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts here. Toll-free number is 855-450 free like freedom. Let's go to Jeff is in Philadelphia watching us on YouTube at cam.freetalklive.com. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, I listened to the call with Chris Cantwell, and during the discussion you had asked Chris, what's the objective or what's the end game or what do you want people to do? Do you want to kick everybody out? I don't think there is an ultimate objective or an agenda. The point is to just have the conversation and talk about it, because if we can't talk about it, it leads to fighting about it, and that's what you see happening.
So what is the point in what is it? What is it?
Are you a alt-right? Are you? Or I just want to make sure we're clear. Yeah.
I sympathize with the alt-right. I was really getting fired up listening to Chris Cantwell's call and hail Trump.
Okay, now you can answer Mark's question about. Oh, he just hung up. I wanted an answer to the what is the it, but presumably
what is
he meant racism.
Racism. And what does talking about racism do?
And I don't think that if you were to have a conversation, between the Antifa people and the alt-right people, who are the ones who were fighting each other last night, I don't think that's going to, end in anything positive. I you've got two very distinct groups. As Chris pointed out, these people should separate. You put them in the same park, and they have a fight.
Yeah, they went there for a reason.
There's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind here. Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live continues in moments.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply, and worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients? At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code free trial and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's libertyid.com, promo code free trial. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. libertyid.com, promo code free trial. libertyid.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Hey, Free Talk Live here. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And if you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, join Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low and transactions are fast and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. That's Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. So check it out at Dash.org and find out why. As we continue here, your calls and thoughts. Welcome, phones loaded up. Let's continue with Dave. He's in Indianapolis. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello, hippies. Happy Saturday night. Hey, we're hung like Jesus. He asked if, you know, if white people were willing to be black for one day. Dude, I'll take one day of being Michael Jordan, Jay-Z, Barack Obama, any time. Bring it all you want, man. I'll bank some of that change. America's so racist
that black
people get rich in this country. So
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying there, yeah. But I don't think, you know, I don't think it's fair to, you know, to turn down what it was that he says about his own experience living in the South. I mean, he says that he experiences racism, that it is absolutely real. And I don't think that just because racism has gone away enough to where black people can be successful and are, in many cases, I think that's good. It shows progress, but that doesn't mean racism doesn't exist. It doesn't mean that Hung Like Jesus hasn't experienced it in the streets of Atlanta.
Well, I get that. And the look that he gets maybe once or twice or three or 10 times a day, I get at least 3 times a week.
Why?
And by somebody that doesn't look like me. It works both ways. Racism is an evil. Everybody's capable of it. I mean, if I
That's
go to the
true.
Wrong neighborhood, or if I apply for a college loan, or if I apply for a job, I'm probably going to get maligned for the fact that I'm white. So, you know, to condemn an entire country for a, you know, a minority of it, come on, gang, it's 2017. I don't know who that guy was, but it's too bad that Antifa and, you know, these white nationalists can't all get deported at the same time.
Thanks for the call, Dave. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
I've got to say I agree with Dave to a large extent here. I wish that we never had to talk about race. I mean, I find it to be a very difficult conversation to have for me because it feels like all of the traction is taken from my opinion because of what, you know, race people are going to imagine that I am or whatever. So I'm just kind of left there listening to what people have to say. And yeah, you know, I mean, it certainly some of the things people say surrounding race are not isn't polished, right? When you're talking to the average man calling in on the average radio program, they're not going to have this sort of polished and cosmopolitan way of talking about sort of the differences that are between us. But I really think that I would really love to see in my lifetime when we just don't have to have a conversation about how a person is better or worse or mistreated all because of the color of their skin.
I would love to have that, but unfortunately that's not where we're at.
I really think that that's going to come. It's that's going to come by people not making huge deals about race, not by people making huge deals about race.
Let's go on here. You can bring up whatever you want. Michael's on the line in Virginia Beach, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Go ahead, Michael.
Thank you so much, gentlemen. There's a fine line between racism and ethnic bias. Jesus Christ himself was very strongly biased in his ethnicity. He referred to Gentiles repeatedly as dogs. He warned his disciples not to throw anything holy to dogs. And then in his last letter dictated and delivered to John on the Isle of Patmos, he said, no dogs will enter the New Jerusalem. I think that Hitler responded to that. He knew that he could not be a part of the world-ruling elite, which Jesus clearly identified as Jews who believed in him. They will hold the top spot. Hitler was a student of the Bible. He wanted to identify with Jesus, but that was a spear in Hitler's side. This ethnic bias of Jesus towards Jews and against Gentile.
Interesting.
I mean, that was sort of the way it was in Israel at the time, right? Like,
but Jesus called Gentiles dogs. Is that right?
I don't know. I would have to look up this verse to be specific to take a look at it. But I would say that, not a surprise. I mean, Jesus came for Jews. He talked to Jews. It was very rare that Jesus spent much of any time talking to somebody who wasn't Jewish. When he did, it was a Samaritan, as I recall, who is half Jewish.
Huh.
So you know that's kind of.
And if I may, being oppressed like a black person, anybody can experience, white, black, brown, yellow, doesn't matter. You want to know what it's like to be oppressed by a black person, come to Norfolk, Virginia, Virginia Beach, or the whole Hampton Roads area, and ride the public transit. It's mostly black people riding it. A few unfortunate poor whites ride it. And the oppression is not anything overtly racist. The oppression is the wretchedness of the system, how poor the service is, and how much money is going to millionaires and billionaires out of the taxpayers' general.
Well, I don't think that has anything to do with race. You're just talking about a poor bus system that is run by the government. And, of course, that's why it's so terrible. Thank you for the call tonight, Michael. There's more. You can share your thoughts with us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's talk to Damon in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC-FM. Hey, Damon.
Yes, so I was going to comment, you had somebody else comment here just a minute ago about Hung Like Jesus. He was talking about stepping into a black person's skin and dealing with prejudice and racism. Mm-hmm. I live in Indianapolis, and I am the minority in the community, me and my wife. I've been out mowing my yard. I'm from a rural town in Indiana originally. I listen to country music. I wear a camouflaged hat, what have you. I'll mow my yard in peace and quiet, and I will have individuals that are African-American drive by my house and call me a cracker or honky needs to go back to the farm, this type of stuff. I've found signs in my yard that say, cracker, go home. Wow. I served for 15 years in the military. Some of the best people I've ever met have been of different ethnicities. When you're in the military, everybody is green. You're either light green or dark green, and they don't care. Coming out from that culture to what it is, at least in Indianapolis now, the racism that I've experienced hasn't been white on black. It's the other way around. It's almost like white people here are, in a way, feel that they deserve to be discriminated against because of stuff that has happened in our history. And I disagree with it. Racism is entirely an evil all the way around.
Yeah, I agree.
But my point is that he's talking about stepping into a black person's skin and other people couldn't be able to deal with it. Well, I live with it on a daily basis, and I'm a white guy.
Damon, thanks for calling and sharing your story tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, as the price of a Bitcoin, again, very close now, $3,997.54 over at BitcoinAverage.com. New record high as we are speaking to you here tonight. Just incredible. You can go to Bitcoin.com to learn more about that. We got enough time for you if you get on the line right now. This is Free Talk Live.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-1059. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-1059. That's 1-800-972-1059. 1-800-972-1059.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Holy moly. That was an incredible rise in the Bitcoin price just in the last 4 minutes. It was just before 4,000. It was like 3,998 or something right before we went to that break there.
Yep.
It is now at $4,032 right now. Another record high. Just constantly.
That's Bitcoin Average.
BitcoinAverage.com.
CoinCap has it at 4060 at the moment.
Yeah, I don't know where they're getting their number from, but Bitcoin Average, they have a bunch of the exchanges all around the world that they average together to get their price. So either way, anyway, you slice it, it's shooting up right now. Anyway, amazing to watch. Not that interesting to talk about too much, though. So we'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind. It's Ian and Mark in the studio here. And don't forget, if you've got some Bitcoin that's just burning a hole in your pocket and you want to send it our way to help us with our mission of getting the ideas of liberty out into the airwaves, to expand the number of radio stations that carry this show. We've got over 170 great stations that air Free Talk Live from coast to coast in the United States. And even one in Guam, unofficially. Welcome.
It's the United States, though.
Yes. So if you want to help us out, please join the AMP program over at AMP.
As many Americans have found out this week.
AMP.freetalklive.com. Yeah, that's a good point. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And it is a way for us to promote Free Talk Live, to get on new stations, to bring new internet listeners on board, to expose new people to the ideas of freedom and liberty and peace and individualism as well. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcasts, the AMP-only there's the AMP-only Facebook group as well. So please go and get all the details over at amp.freetalklive.com and then get signed up. It's only $5 a month or Bitcoin. So it's up to you how you support the show. PayPal, credit card, Bitcoin. Anyway, works fine for us. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, Bitcoin now at 4043. We continue with, I believe we have Joe in Michigan. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live. I think you're listening to WZTK up there in Alpena. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I just had a comment. To me, the Civil War memorials, to me, they're more memorials to the men, not like glorifying slavery. And when I see them taking those monuments down, it's to me of what we saw in Afghanistan at the beginning of all the Muslim issues where they were blasting out all the ancient statues and relics, you know, that were of non-Muslim. To me, where do we end after we've taken all the Civil War monuments down? Do we take down Rushmore, Washington, and Jefferson? Because, you know, they only slaves are... Okay, and how about all the soldiers that are buried at Arlington? If I remember right on that.
Well, you can leave their graves alone. But,
so, Ian, you're not speaking like a voluntarist right now. I'd just like to point this out. People can voluntarily put their money towards whatever they want and, you know, hey, let's... No. That's not voluntarist talk. That's collectivist talk. And it's intended to be, like, people deserve the government that they want to have, right?
I don't know what that means.
Don't they? I mean, the government that they're willing to pay for, they're willing to support? That's
sure. If you want, if you've got private property, you can put whatever statue. You take your war statue off of public land and put it on private property, and I got no problem with it.
Look, I mean, as long as the government leaves me alone, it can do whatever it wants with you know, government land. As far as I'm concerned,
there shouldn't be any government land.
Well, look, I mean, there's going to be governments, my friend, and that's just something you got to live with. If the government leaves you alone and lets you govern yourself and
That's not happening.
Your friends get to go. I agree.
As long as that's not happening.
That's why I don't give a damn about their Civil War monuments.
As long as that's not happening, if there's a chance to get rid of the war statues, I support it.
I agree with the caller. If you're just going to tear down statues because you want to redefine history, you're as bad as the people who put them up.
Doesn't have anything to do with redefining history. It has nothing to do with wanting to see a nice park without a war statue in it. Thank you.
Go get your own park. There's plenty of parks without statues.
I don't have my own park. There's a public park downtown here, and there's a war statue in it. I'd like to see that gone, personally. It glorifies the Civil War. It glorifies the North ruling over the South. It glorifies the unnecessary violence and death that transpired during that conflict. I have no love for that whatsoever. Joe, any other thoughts? Go ahead.
Yeah. What I was saying about Arlington Cemetery, if memory serves, that was either part of Robert E. Lee's plantation or land that he owned.
Yeah.
So... doesn't that smack of, well, how could you bury soldiers and public figures in land owned by a slave owner and the main general in the Civil War? So
I think you're absolutely right.
It would never end. It would never end.
If we begin attempting to whitewash what history was, we'll
never... trying to whitewash history. I just don't want to look at a damn war statue. Hey, thanks, Joe, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. You can have all the history books that you want.
That's what these people are doing, though. You will agree with that?
People?
The people that are making such a big deal. Are you not watching this? That statues, Civil War statues, all over America are being taken down one by one?
No, I don't pay any attention.
We have addressed it more than one time here on the air. You don't have to pay attention. You just have to listen when you're sitting behind the microphone.
I don't remember it.
It is happening, okay?
So
it's
what?
It's going to continue to happen.
I don't care.
Well, I understand.
Take them all
you don't
down.
Care.
Take every war statue ever
that's
made
right.
down.
Whitewash history and forget everything.
No, it doesn't
that's
have anything
there.
To do with whitewashing history. I don't want to look at war statues. That's all.
Look,
you can have all the history that you want. There's an internet for that. Let's continue here. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome, David is in San Francisco. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Yeah, how are you? You know, the rebel flag. In my eyes, represents nothing that the 1776 catchphrases laid out. There were three major catchphrases: united you stand, divided you fall, taxation with representation, and equal justice under the law.
Was there a taxation with representation? There was no taxation without representation, right?
Well, the ideal is to have taxation with representation. If you're complaining about the king, you're not getting taxation with representation. You're paying taxes, and you're not being allowed to have a voice in how those taxes are being spent.
Right, but
now,
that's the whitewashing of history I'm talking about, is a very simple phrase, no taxation without representation. You had turned into a different phrase entirely, taxation with representation.
But that's the same thing. The people
it's
who are
not
saying
the same thing.
I agree with David on that. The people who are saying no taxation without representation were essentially saying we'd be willing to be taxed if we just had representation.
Some were. some weren't. And this is where Samuel Adams had conversations with other people. It's like, oh no, now you have
to. Well, then
to
if there were people who said who did not want any taxes, they should have said that. No taxes whatsoever would have been a better, you know, statement. But instead, they said no taxation without representation because they were willing to be in a system with so-called representation, which, as we all know, is a joke now. Thank you, David, for the call tonight. Let's go to Dana in Grand Rapids. You're listening to WTKG. Hello, Dana.
Hi, guys. I have a question for you. Normally, I call with a comment, but I'll call you back tomorrow because we're short on time. But I do want to say one thing, because sometimes your audience on Sunday is not the same as your Saturday.
That's true.
I think you guys said that before, if I remember correctly, that you have more stations on Saturday. So
yes, so get to it quickly.
This goes directly to Hung Like Jesus. My mother told me, Hung, there were two things you never mess with, the IRS and God. And when you blaspheme his name, FYI, people are going to shut you down. Nobody's going to listen to you when you come across acting like you suffer from premeditated stupidity. So you need to change your moniker because it's not funny. It's offensive, but it makes you
look
stupid.
I think it's pretty funny. Hey, thanks for the call, Dana. I appreciate the comments, and I'm sure there are a lot of people who feel the way that she does about that.
Well, so it's a pun, right? Like Jesus was hung on a cross?
Yeah, I think it's funny, but a lot of people will be upset by that, Mark, because that's their icon, that that's their God, essentially, and they take that real serious.
Well, I mean, with the it could be saying, I'm reasonably certain at this point it is not, but it could be saying something to the effect of, I try every day to emulate Jesus. Could it not?
No.
You couldn't be saying that? That's why... That's the conclusion I came to.
It's either a joke about his penis size or Jesus being hung from a cross or somehow both mixed together.
Yeah, I get where
Christians aren't going to be particularly open to laughing about that particular joke. I think it's funny though. I see the humor in it. But anyway, we're out of time for tonight here. If you didn't get a chance to get your thoughts on the air with us, that's okay. We do have a Sunday show, as Dana pointed out. In fact, we've got a seven-day-a-week live show. We're on 7 to 10 at night, Eastern Time, 7 nights a week. So if you feel like you didn't get your thoughts in here tonight, then just call us back tomorrow night. We'll talk to you then. As Bitcoin has taken a drop down below 4,000, sell! Who knows where it's going to be tomorrow? It's sure is fun to watch. Check out Bitcoin.com for more about that, and we'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, over at freetalklive.com. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. For an investment of as low as $129, you can have a lifetime mining contract and support the Bitcoin network. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. It's the most profitable pool for miners, paying 120% of the block reward. That's pool.bitcoin.com.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.